order. So, Ms. McDougal is going to read one of the wonderful things is she's been taking her own little parliamentary set of notes the last few meetings. So, Ms. McDougal, if you'll read into the record what you actually noticed, which is not necessarily reflected in the minutes that we recorded. So, we may have to amend our minutes to reflect something.
The committee undertook a discussion of what the committee's final report to the school board should contain, following the template which was distributed with the meeting notes, which is attached. It was decided by unanimous consent that Section 6 results should include the 12 maps and corresponding data, and that Section 8 recommendations should contain the 4 maps and corresponding data, which the committee had read and recommended for submission to the school board. I didn't write down who made this motion, but Wyatt introduced the motion to include the individual member strengths and weakness comments on each map in the ranking section. The motion was adopted by the unanimous vote.
And are those not recorded? I can't find my
decision. Here's the minutes. I get all my copies.
Are they in the minutes? Those notes?
Page 8 of 9.
They didn't, when they typed the minutes, they didn't.
All right, so we're going to be coming back to the minutes to amend them. And what I would say is that this maybe we'll keep that handy, and we will then ensure that the sections of the minutes are replaced with the minutes that this McDougal put. Okay? Bill?
Well, I just want to draw your attention to page 8 of the minutes that were presented today, which says that Mr. Folks stated that originally the first 12 maps revised the 4 maps modified.
No, but Mark, can I have my set? You have it. That's why I can't find it.
Population.
I gave you my packet. You had the roll call. I'm sorry, Phil. I've been looking for a pair of wire for the back. Were you able to record the roll call?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Phil. I just need to follow you. So, where were you?
Okay, on page 8 of the packet, which is, well, I guess page 8, period. Said Mr. Folks stated that originally the first 12 maps revised into 4 maps modified for building the population. Finally, the maps and then modifications came to them. That was the census block. So I'm going back to Mrs. Approval's notes. I don't know if that is divergent with Mr. Folks' comments, but I just going to say that there's really 3 levels of maps. Originally revised and re-revised. I think his comment as in the minutes reflects that there are 3 levels of maps.
Right.
Because I referenced Mr. Chair in the appendix and we had the 3 levels listed there.
And the final 4.
The final 4 would be the 3rd level.
I think revised.
Which is exactly how it's set up in the appendix.
Yeah.
Right.
And what we recommended and what I circled and moved up to the results section was that entire appendix. And again, that's what I thought we had agreed to. And then the recommendation would be those 4, however many times they've been revised and ranked, those 4 are the recommendations that we're making.
So in reality, in the results section, is going to be the 12 originals, and then the 2 revised.
Exactly.
And then recommendations will have the final preference. Here, Roland. No, Roland. Yeah. Roland.
So is that part of the promotion that Mr. McDougal is looking at?
Or we can find some of the promotion that you have the first in your place. By doing it as we just say.
Yes.
Okay. So, we're moving on. Okay, that was the results section. And what I would say is there should be a lead-in sentence or two in results for that, so I'll make sure to write a lead-in unless someone wants to do that quickly on the side, and then we'll come back to that. So who wants to write a quick lead-in for the for each of the sections, whether it be results, and then for the, if somebody could write a quick lead-in sentence or two for the results section stating that.
It's in Mary's first paragraph.
What I don't want to do is just do a copy paste of what's already in one spot, like extracting it and moving it. You know what I'm saying, Helen? I'm writing it, so I don't want to. I'd rather have somebody else help me along with that. Going in.
I'm writing the whole
thing.
Okay. Are you both results and the recommendations?
You want to do one of them? I just got something simple to say.
That's all.
On the results, the committee reviewed 14 maps. Basically,
those are the recommendations that we passed along for them. Just so when they look at that section, they know. We don't have to say, well, this is to revise. Right. That's explained elsewhere. Right. We can say we did it. Okay. Summary and conclusions. We have Bill's edits to that. And I just, before we keep going on, were there any other edits other than Christine, I know you had some very minor spell check type things you pulled out.
And it looks like Patrick was able to, when I emailed him to him last night, this morning, because they're corrected in there already.
Oh, okay. Unless Bill actually captured it. So I don't think it's combined with you. Unless he figured out a way to do that.
Because I skimmed through when I first got here and checked it, and it looked like, some of it was like, we had Southwest Ranch was spelled two different ways.
Yeah, I think Bill that corrected it as well.
And West.
Right.
And it should have been all one word.
Right. So let's go summary conclusions, first paragraph.
And I just made a statement before I started to explain that a little bit. I had a very short section of the instructions here. The only reason I would ever read is the last page. Then I read everything that was supposed to be in here. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I also, we had agreed that one reason I was doing this is because we were including the limitation. I did not pull out as a separate section. I tried to read into the narrative to make it flow. I just felt like rather than saying positive, negative, this, that, it was just easier to tell the story. So and that is really what I tried to do here. And so.
I'm going to say, we worked so hard, and I want to make sure when we walk away from this room that there's a document that we could all embrace. It may not be perfect. We may not agree with all the statements in here as individuals, but largely, as members of this committee, we can stand behind this when the public questions it, asks questions to it. This represents a year's worth of our work, almost. And, I want us to leave as a unified committee that honors where some of us may have had differences, but ensuring that we're very careful in how those are crafted at the same time. So, Paul.
First paragraph. Mary wrote this.
Thank you.
It's good. No, it's good. Thanks. But I recommend the first paragraph. The 19-member redistricting committee met.
Why don't we just change it to the committee? Because we already talked about how many people. Okay. Mary, you're fine with that? Okay. So the committee.
Met 19 times. And reviewed 12 maps, and then read plus revised alternatives presented by the map makers, period. And then a new paragraph, not starting with the word initially, deleted, new paragraph starting with the word the committee received 12 submissions. 12 maps were reviewed and ranked in the context of the guiding principles. The top four were brought forward to committee assessment. Is that took out the first four because you said it just again. And then prior to this assessment, the map makers were allowed, delete the word allowed, and say given the option to revise their maps.
Are they funded to?
Given the option or opportunity?
Either one, but allowed since I
granted permission. Given the opportunity to.
And I think I
should. That you had based on comments, discussions, or something. They didn't just revise them, they basically revised them based on comments received.
Okay. So that's just done.
And then are we going to be consistent in using numbers or letters because you have the top four written out of where you are and the rest of them?
We're dealing with that after.
I had a deadline, I'm sorry.
I have to tell you, I showed up here, I think it was 8:30 on Tuesday morning, and I mean, I'm setting up my laptop in that and off. Conference room 10 feet, and all of a sudden my phone's beeping before I've got the computer set up. I was past recording the different components that people have. So I was very appreciative for the follow through of those individuals. You know, I was nervous that I've had panic over this, where I was like, it's just going to be a memo of the maps if I can get the help with this. So, Paul,
those were my comments.
All right, so Paul. Would everybody find the false changes?
There's a change that was made here, and I wanted to explain my original rationale. My first sentence is intended to be a summary, really, of the whole thing. So I would, instead of putting 12 maps plus revised plus this plus that, I just want to say that we've reviewed 18 maps. I put 16, but I count wrong. So I just think it's good for people to know we reviewed 18, and of that, four were brought forward. And then I kind of went forward and explained it in the rest of that paragraph step by step. But wherever possible, because this is so wordy, I think it's just more concise than it is. So that was the only thing that I would just like to see us change back and review 18 maps.
And there you have
everything
six,
else.
I
was trying to forward. I was trying to follow the different maps that we did, and I really consider that even though I know Phil used the voting blocks and somebody else, who else, one other person did voting blocks when they were given the opportunity to speak to the slides. And everything else followed.
Sure.
Just going back, if we move to the bottom page. The sentence starts, the four maps are being forwarded to the board, each address some goals while compromising or failing to meet others. I think it's a very dangerous thing to put in the report.
The word failing.
I think because one of the things we're doing with the guide is guarding against litigation and trying to make fairly flexible maps. I think we need to be very cautious of that. And I would recommend you say four maps that are being forwarded to the school board, each address the guiding principles, legal and other considerations. I'll leave it at that.
I agree.
Right. Before we go to that, I'll hold on to that. I want to make sure I have clear notes. Paul, can you mark up the first paragraph with Mary's input with your suggestions? First paragraph, page 12.
And Sheila, what did you want? Given the option to revise the maps, one may have just added based on input.
Based on comments or discussion.
Mike, do you want to rewrite that little thing there?
That's a scribble online. Mm-hmm. Is it nice scribble or ugly scribble?
Ugly scribble.
Lawyer scribble.
There's actually reports, so you just tear off one and note it. It's only because I'm not going to be able to capture it all, and if I want to keep moving with this, so that we get out of here by 10 o'clock.
Okay, you said 9.
Well, it's 9:15. Then we could keep arguing over the time for later.
Okay. We're
going to the Jill and Patrick paragraph, which is the second paragraph.
And
Paul first, so he gets that changing.
Second sentence.
Oh, Lori, can you give Paul an extra report packet behind you on the counter?
Third line down, map makers were not mandated to attend. I'm going to suggest Matt Maker, Matt Makers.
That, okay, that word not invited. It varies. You know, that reflects a change I had put in there. I added that statement ago.
Okay, so Matt Makers were invited but not mandated to attend.
Actually, I changed the verbiage you have. So that's good. Bill, Paul once more, and then Bill.
Okay, Matt Makers were invited but not mandated to attend or participate in the workshops.
I like that. Okay.
And then,
it's not harsh.
And then the next sentence, information, and add in about the committee and its process was conveyed in public meetings.
Okay, now, Bill.
I don't know why that sentence is necessary. Matt Makers were not mandated to attend.
It just talks about the process that you didn't. Some people opted to come to a Matt Makers session, others did not.
But now you're changing the terminology. It said workshops, and now you said Matt Makers session. But we're two different.
You're correct. And there was the mapping workshops, and then there was sitting down with the staff. So I will address that then to clarify the difference between scheduling appointments with staff, and maybe we'll need to have a definition section then, you know, to clarify some basic terms. So let's put that on the.
Mr. Chair, along those lines, you may just want to borrow some of the definitions and words in the glossary that was given to the committee.
Yeah, I think my concern though is when we use terms of mapping workshop, mapping session, what are we actually defining those to be? And that's where I think we just need to have some clarity to Bill's point.
And if I may just add an additional clarity. On this list of meetings, in which there are 19, and then there's three mapping workshops, then there were five pre-scheduled staff meetings that were publicized and announced on the website. I don't know if there are others that occurred that weren't there, but...
The mapping session.
Hold on. Mark is pulling up the who made appointments.
And that could be put in here as another category called staff sessions or something like that. I'm fine with you.
Okay, so let me get out. Hold on. I got to get that page so I can edit it.
Do you think it would be better to put Matt Makers, whatever, we're offered an opportunity but not required to work with staff on the maps?
Did everybody hear that?
Get that.
Oh, go on.
Matt Makers, we're offered an opportunity but not required to work with staff to get on the maps. That covers all of the different types.
Gary, can you capture that? Okay, thanks.
Can we do it? All
right. My brain is fried here, writing. All right, the third paragraph?
Excuse me, Mike.
No, I'm sorry, Ron, you did it.
On the third, fourth line, where it says information was conveyed in public meetings via the website, can we put the BCSB in front of that?
It's actually the redistricting website.
Well, whatever website it is.
Okay, so
it's full board. Just name the website.
The committee's website, actually.
Go for it.
I've moved on to the next paragraph, as I heard my mistake. Fourth paragraph. The only suggestion I have on that one is at the very end of it, participate in these hearings or forward as not correspondence to the committee. We want to make sure that nice chart that staff had done for us with all the correspondence that came in online and whatnot. That's where that should be. Whatever that appendix number
so
is.
Noted within that paragraph?
Yeah, right at the very end after you get when you listed
okay.
Forward and correspondence to the committee.
How about that we put a period after hearing forwarded correspondence and be seen as appendix or whatever you want to say, but because you don't want to make that appendix all follow the payment, so it's not very important.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
We don't want the transcription of the public hearing.
Of the hearing, the two separate things.
So the public comment.
The correspondence.
This piece.
Well, you have two parts of that.
There's two parts.
Those who spoke, you know, we might be able to cite which meeting minutes which would be found in the appendix. And then the other that was sent by web. So there's the particular meeting minutes to be more specific. And then the other is the other component reported. Okay. Are we done with that paragraph?
Hold on. Quick thing. Second line, comment was scheduled at every meeting of the committee. I think it should be addition to public comment was provided for at every meeting.
I like that. Where?
Additionally, yes. Public comment.
I'll read that.
Okay, additionally, public comment was provided for at every meeting of the committee instead of the rule scheduled
at every. Okay. Great, got it. Okay.
Next paragraph.
Yeah, school board attorney. And actually, it's general counsel. He sent a memo correcting that.
School board general counsel or general counsel?
General counsel.
Whatever.
I would just say, for whoever reads this report, which is not just going to be insiders, I think it's important to say school board general counsel.
All right, that's fine.
That was
fine.
Okay.
I put that
in. So, school board general counsel Paul Cohen and outside legal counsel at the word legal.
Yes.
And counsel spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And outside legal counsel. Yeah, I wasn't sure what we referred to as technically. So.
And the last line, being able to successfully defend any deviations or deficiencies in the population, comma, compactness. I think it should be and rather than or.
And or minority access.
Yeah.
And
or
dash.
It's got to be and.
Is it and or and or?
And or.
And or.
Okay. I think it's an and.
Okay. I just said and.
I just did and.
It's and.
I think it's just and.
Okay. I moved it. I changed it to and then.
And or.
Okay.
It's just that we got to be here in harmony, and you already have to make it.
Stand your right arm. So, Mary.
On the next paragraph.
The four maps?
Okay. I want to say that I did go back to the minutes. I was actually surprised about the minutes, but I went back to the minutes, particularly with the official council set. Particularly in light of the writing principles to try to pick up. And then I pulled out the maps and compared the comments that each of you had written with, against the guiding principles. So to say that every map successfully addressed every single point in there really is not, I don't believe it's accurate. And I don't think it's necessarily right to send that off to the board. What I put at the very end of this is that each map maker and majority of the committee felt that their maps were legal and defensible. But I will say that some maps address issues better than others, and I think we've called attention to that. So I don't know how you want to say that, but I don't think it's accurate to say that every one of them met every criteria. I just don't think that's accurate.
They all comply with guiding principles at minimum. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had them in the course. I think the difference is which ones did a far better job that passed to us a much more acceptable standard.
I've got a suggestion for that. Although not all maps met all criteria, the four recommendations meet majority of criteria.
And actually, you did say something on the phone finance. It was what was on the guiding principles determined as when possible or when practical. So they weren't actually required, but they were.
And this is a lead-in sentence for many bullet points which describe in greater detail how the exhibits are not needed. So if they, everybody had everything exactly as it was, there would be no point in explaining which is what. This says when you're evaluating them, you're supposed to actually go through that criteria, which is why I took the time to do that. So if everything that was in total, you know, you wouldn't say like all four maps in that total population. All four did do that. All four were not necessarily within the same percentages. You're voting in the population, so forth. So I don't really care how that's addressed, but I don't think it's right to say that every map met every single criteria, because then there's be no point right around the second.
But I was very clearly wasn't trying to say that every map met every criteria. In my mind, our direction was to consider criteria. We considered them. There isn't an objective standard for meeting the criteria or not.
Right.
I just think we need to be very cautious about when we're saying somebody didn't meet the criteria.
They met in terms of they were in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. They were in compliance with the legal required guiding principles, but not the other guiding principles that were practical.
In your opinion, and then first, compactness is a subjective measure. Some were more compact than others, but we did not have a quantitative standard to evaluate compactness. So to say a map does not need compactness, a standard isn't provided for that. You considered it. Some people felt it was a more important standard. Mm-hmm. Some people felt it was a less important standard, and that's why this was a new process.
But the attorneys themselves told us that some of our maps did not meet compactness. So. I mean, you know, they raised
that. They didn't actually say that you need to be conservative. They didn't say they didn't need it.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
They flagged it as something you'll have to defend.
Right. You may have
or explain. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think that it's accurate to say every map met all the criteria.
What I said was the four maps that are being forwarded to the board each address the guiding principles, legal and other considerations. Take it out of the judgment zone and put it in the 4-9.
Or more positive. That's what I was going to say. Put out failing to meet others. I mean, that's saying.
Take out both positive and
negative. Mary, I think what I want to honor exactly what you're trying to express, but I also want to make sure that it's said in a more positive way, I guess. Without losing the essence of what you're trying to do.
And that's why I don't care about that. I just don't want to put it in the sense where we say that we're accomplishing that. I think some maps achieve some things better than other maps. They're probably achieving one thing the best with their map, and it is weaker in other areas. So
perhaps I could say that the maps consider the guiding principles in the following ways. And just put how the maps, you provide them, and not have any judgments about whether it's meeting it or not, but that it considers it.
I thought the way Sheila had it, which was that the address of the guiding principles is neither too strong or too weak. I was fine with that.
So I think Sheila was in agreement, as was Mary, of what Heather was proposing. So. Let me do this. If someone can quickly edit what's there to reflect what was just expressed.
Mm-hmm.
Of the three who just weighed in, I think it would be the best to come up with that one. What
Well, I was wrong with address the principles. What was your choice of one?
She didn't edit mine.
So.
Right. So. We're not offering a judgment on whether they are they have a direct with that.
Yeah.
We're saying that they consider it.
Right. That's okay. I just did use legal and other considerations, so considered would be not the
right
instruction, so you need to come up with another word.
Change legal considerations to legal issues.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to add something for thought here. Four maps that are being forwarded to the board each address the guiding principles, legal and other
issues.
Other issues, though not to the same extent. something that would...
Perhaps the same standard, or...
No, no, to each of them approached them differently,
yeah.
is what I'm hearing them
yeah.
say.
Sure.
So, not to the same extent, and that gets away from making it look as if all of them met the criteria. And if they want to go into specifics of not to the same extent, they look at the maps themselves, they look at our responses, they look at other things. So
are we fine with what Roland's proposing?
If we're saying how they consider the principles, then we don't have to make any right. judgment about to what extent they are or they're
yeah.
not. We're just stating how they do, and that's it.
If I read this, if I am interpreting what Heather said, the four maps that are being forwarded to the board each consider the guiding principles, legal and other issues. That's
it's very satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, Mary wrote the original language, and I think if she's fine with what's being proposed, then give an objection to what's being proposed.
No.
If you don't have an objection, if it's not...
The only thing I was going to add to the end of other issues was going to say to varying degrees.
That's
an obvious. It means
your concern. I like the link.
Yeah, I think less words. Sheila, so read that back to me. Okay, so I'm going to call that 12B. It's now been entered as Exhibit 12B. Well, it's like following the maze of papers tonight. Okay. Now, we're going into the bullets.
Number two.
Well, sorry, so that's
the way we read them.
Yeah.
There are a lot of corrections, and I understand my originators. I had put all four maps meet the criteria on total population. This says, I believe, all four maps as corrected. I don't know who all's corrections we have here.
These are Phil's corrections of us. Yeah, these are all Phil's.
Sure. I'm fine with what you wrote. I got all messed up with the 10% and 5%. I would say maybe you just take the 10% out of there.
And you 5%.
Okay, I originally actually had that, and then I changed it because I realized it was
just like 5%.
And
actually, I'm
going to
scroll down.
I'm going to read.
I have all four maps the criteria of total population we're using. And you could just put when you have a 5% maximum.
Okay, so Mary, read it to me. All four maps.
All four maps meet the criteria of total population of using the plus minus 5 maximum.
Well, next year, criteria of population.
Total population.
Total population. Go after total population.
Criteria of total population. I'm using plus minus, a deviation of plus minus 5%. The thing is that when you do that, you have this in reality. It's probably clear to just say plus or 5.
Just one
side. Okay.
Extra
got it.
5 or 10% from the district average.
Okay, yeah, I like that better. From the district average, and maybe put actually what that average is. Nowhere in this report have we so far stated that the number is 247,000, whatever. So maybe
it was in the very beginning in the
Well, then let's state it one more time.
Under the executive
I'm fine with restating that number up here. That was 247,000, like 860 or something.
724.
249,724.
247.
No,
249. 724. 724. No point something to be close to. And it should be persons or you label your numbers. 5%. And we did. Did you really say average 500 persons? Right?
District population was.
Oh, population. Okay, you're right. Okay. All right, number two, bullet two.
Is this a true statement? No map falls within plus minus 5% of the voting population?
Yes. I went to the back office. And let me tell you, I was surprised at that because, of course, first I read that and I thought. Then I went and thought, I'm going to go check this. So then I realized. I thought there was one map.
Right, but in this one, what I would say is in this one, where the voting age population, as Mr. Gresta mentioned, is not used as a primary criteria, it's used as a secondary criteria when testing minority access or protection of minorities. So I think that statement in that way is misleading. Without qualifying, maybe the statement around how that number is actually used. That's my only concern with that number being listed. It would need to have, maybe if I go through the minutes in full what Mr. Gresta stated on how that number is used, I'd be more comfortable with that statement.
But look at the rest of this one. Map 5 had the greatest maximum deviation, 15.88%. Each map measure got the variance.
Oh, Mary, I looked up the variance for you, Patrick David. So that's why that number happened.
But is that each map made the top one felt the variance in the particular map?
But that's really the point.
Yeah. Well, I think it's misrepresenting that how the voting age population is used up. That's my only concern with that. And if
how about if we change it to voting age population is to be a consideration no matter what falls within plus minus 5%?
Let me do this. If I could pull then the language that Mr. Gresta used and put then actually whatever that verbiage is, maybe per special counsel, total voting age population, and use exactly the quote even maybe that she had to summarize the explanation of it and then go into the paragraph, I'd be fine. I just feel like it needs to be qualified before going in there.
Also, Mr. Chair, I believe our conversation looked at what the county did. And I remember asking a question, did the county's data reflect the voting age population data? We were told no. So then the sense was, okay, then why are we being concerned with it here? I felt that if the county didn't include it in this consideration, why are we? We're not required to do that.
We thought it was good data to have. What the special counsel said and it addresses that.
So then we need to have
that
statement.
What about the possibility of saying voting age populations was an additional consideration that was evaluated for each of the map alternatives?
Yeah.
They were. We evaluated each of the map alternatives.
We stopped for 2 meetings.
So I think I think that you don't necessarily need to say what the deviation is. They have the tables there.
What I will say with the deviation, if we're going to give deviations, it's kind of cherry picking when we're giving a deviation
right,
for something or variance for something. And if we're going to give one, we should be measuring for all. Mm-hmm. And that's my only concern is we're making an argument without giving them the full.
So what about the concept of saying voting age population was evaluated for each of the map alternatives? In no instance were the populations identical or the percentages identical. However, in all instances, the mapping was made felt the adjustments were warranted.
First of all, I think that's trying to explain too much.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to explain that. And nor do we have to put it on the map maker to say, well, he did it, not us. So I would just not believe that. Either. Plus, I agree about the 15% is not correct. According to what I've got here, it's 11%. But I think that the less accurate.
All right. Hold on. Let me stop for a second here. So I'm reading from the minutes from the October 11th. Meeting minutes, page 9 of 40, top of page Mr. Gressler clarified the Florida statutory requirement is total population and is what should be equalized. Under the law, we use total voting age population to analyze other criteria, such as communities of interest, minority, majority districts, to analyze on a deeper level. This is what you would use voting age population for. Voting age population is data used by the Census Bureau, but you can use it differently to analyze your factors with regard to your voting districts.
Sound like something about you.
The point is that we didn't have to fall within the plus or minus 5%.
Right.
I don't think we're saying that we had to. No math obviously did, but that they felt that it was legally defensible. That's the whole point of everything they sent to us, is it legally defensible? We've given them a chart, we've given them the factors. If you read what the summary and conclusions are, how do you leave one factor out and not address it?
No, I
think you have to put, it was considered, I think that's a good lead in. And that no math fell within plus minus, but they're all legally defensible.
But I also think that in that statement, though, Mary, to be correct, we need to state that it is also not required or expected for them, for the voting age population, to fall within that 5%.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what's missing in that statement, is it's misleading in how it appears.
I think you should copy and paste what you just wrote from the attorney and quote the attorney, and that covers everything.
And that's fine.
And Michael, that would also explain to them why we considered it, because that was not a consideration for them either. That's not part of their guiding principle to us. That
right.
came out of this discussion.
Right.
So it clarifies it.
Yes, I mean, it says each map maker felt the variances in the particular map were defensible. If we're talking about legally defensible here, they're saying that they feel like they're legally defensible. Well, either the attorney says they're legally defensible in the attorney's opinion, or they're not. As far as the map makers feeling like they're defensible or not, I think that's irrelevant. That probably should be.
Yeah.
I disagree. They over and over said to us, you know, these are our concerns, but you're going to have to be able to explain it. And I think that's a critical piece of information to the board members that, yes, these map makers could explain why their deviation was there if they had to, the school district.
Right.
So I think it does matter that they, you know, that they did it, but that they felt that they're better. My
point is, I don't think.
But on voting age population, this requirement did not apply.
This
requirement did not apply to total voting age population. If we're talking about total population, I'd be right there saying that the statement should be strong. But in the sense where, in this category, it wasn't a primary measure.
5%.
Is only for total population, not for total voting age population.
I understand.
And that's my problem there is it's a secondary factor of consideration when you're trying to ensure you're protecting communities of interest. Just like, and that's why I want to make sure to go back to what we've had.
I understand. I just want to explain my rationale here, because remember I was between writing a minority report.
Right.
One of the reasons that we stopped this committee and did not meet for two whole meetings is because it came to us late. This was a way to help us determine communities of interest and minority access. And even after we did this, then we found out we should have gone another one, which we didn't do. And so I just think that, you know, we have it. Why did we have it in our charts? Because it was being consideration to help us. You're going to put it in there the way it is. I just think that at some point you have to say, we consider this factor, and we think that the way that has been implemented will make our maps more defensible.
But I think you all know what it is. I think you made a beautiful point that the voting age population was evaluated and considered specifically as implemented to maintain community interest, communities of interest, and minority access.
Okay, that's fine.
That says it. Doesn't
fit
arbitrary
criteria.
Are we good with what Sheila just said, everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we put what you just said, Sheila, the attorney,
can you write that? You need paper?
No, I'll find another one. It's just at the bottom of
it. No, you need blank paper?
No, it's already written on your 12.
It's on my 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Put on my 12 feet.
But Mike, are you going to include this statement from the attorney?
Do we want the statement from the attorney?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're going to do that, you're right with the statement.
Make a note that you can
yes,
include
yes, I am.
Sheila,
in fact,
right,
our brother has.
October 11th, page 9 of 40, Suzanne DeGresta on total voting age population.
I was still using that last sentence.
Okay, and then right to make this. Okay, Alan, we're getting there.
We're getting rid of the last. I'd like to see us strike the sentence that starts out with Matt Prime. And I'd like to change the language after the beginning sentence that Sheila is writing to say, while no map falls within plus minus 5% of the voting population count, you cannot make above the variances in the diplomatic.
We didn't ask the map makers specifically, each of them, if they felt their map was legally defensible. We don't know what they felt about their map. They offered us a map, so we're making a judgment about what they think, and we don't know that. That wasn't a question that was asked of the map makers.
I think we would have them submit
a map and tell us why it's legally defensible, and if they think it's legally defensible. So we don't know that. It's not a fact that they feel their maps are legally defensible
based on that.
But in their presentation, that wasn't a factor that we discussed. I'm just saying that I say that all of them, they did not, we have to listen to the tapes whether they addressed that specifically, and I don't believe that they did.
Alan?
Aren't we as a committee in sending these maps to the school board saying that we think that they are defensible?
We're not attorneys, first of all.
No, but I'm assuming
that in our lay opinions, we're saying that they've met the standard.
We're saying presenting them that we don't think so.
The committee, then change it from the map makers to the committee field.
Well, that would
help.
Well, that is a true statement, though. We haven't voted to say it's defensible. But
that's what I'm suggesting, is just to take it out, because we just don't know what they feel. So why are we going to start talking about it being legally defensible or not, when we don't know how we would make the case that it is or it isn't?
Well, then why don't we change, instead of...
That's why there's attorneys.
Instead of...
Right, and we're not.
Instead of focusing on the word defensible, maybe that map makers felt they complied with all the standards. Or give guidance.
I'd rather take it out.
I'll take it all out. Okay. All right, so...
But you are going to include what you're going to say.
Yes.
So, Sheila?
Put that on the note right there.
Okay, I got your note too. Now, for that second sentence, what am I doing? Map 5 had the greatest...
You're taking it out.
I'm taking it out. Okay, great. It's being replaced by what you gave me.
Yes.
All right. Bullet point 3. Alan, we have another amendment to... No, we decided not to have a change. He was fine with what Sheila has suggested. So, number 3, Paul.
What I would recommend is keep the word also crossed out, or keep it.
Okay.
And second line was apparent plus high school innovation zones, which were asked to be kept intact. The zones have been asked to be kept intact. So, because high school innovation zones, of which an intent to keep intact within districts was expressed, also interesting cities. Intersecting cities, rather.
But if you want to use the word when practicable in there,
that would be the guide.
It's in the guiding principles, so we should. Yeah. Let's turn to.
So with a guide, what manner?
Intersected cities?
When practical.
Well, that section actually is different. And then, don't forget, we had our revised guiding principles in April.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
Is that intersected cities or interested cities?
No, the high school innovation zones intersect cities.
Okay, it's the. Guiding principles read alignment of single,
breaking cities up.
Single member districts with high school innovation zones allows school communities to be represented by one board member with minimal disruption when possible.
So this was a guiding principle unique to Broward District. And so it is, I think, when it was revised, I don't have... Mark, can you pull up the guiding principle?
It's a resident on check there, because
it hasn't revised on there.
The fact is that's not the only reason why cities were not kept together. Sometimes we did not, like in the case of North Lauderdale, every map maker can try to make population balance in the different districts. There were other reasons why cities were not kept together besides innovation zones. And rereading this, I think, was apparent when reviewing the statistics, because they're going to see the chart of the statistics when they're going to look at, or when reviewing the maps, because they're going to look at them and they're going to see which cities are kept together and which are not. So, you know, there's more than one explanation. It's not just innovation zones. I didn't include all the explanations in here because I think that, you know, it depends on the map as to what the explanation is.
Well, the reason I put that intersection in there was the fact that it's an insurmountable problem. The two things intersect each other, you can't do each goal. Other things, you're right. So I'm not stuck on this. But I also, I may at the same time say, we're talking about Southwest Ranches and Temptation, whatever, North Lauderdale is another thing that we've had a new conversation. So I think if we could shorten this, I think we'd be better off.
Are you okay, Phil, if we add with a parent when reviewing the map, or as a parent reviewing the maps?
It's not a deal breaker for me if you keep it in there, but as far as intersection.
Would the word divided be better than intersect?
No.
Okay, so I need somebody to propose something so I can mark it down.
Mary, why don't you just start reading
the word? Okay. The impact on our cities also varies. The difficulty in meeting the objections of every city, the objectives of every city, is apparent when reviewing the statistics. Now, I did not go into every city that came and asked us to keep the population together, but I would prefer not to put innovation zones in. The whole reason Miramar wasn't kept together on one map was because of what it did to the population, the total population. And that is just as valid a reason for not being successful as innovation zones. So I would just prefer leaving that out.
Leave it out.
And I put map makers were successful in keeping some studies together, but no one, but entirely one district, but no map was successful in keeping all cities together. And I think that was a competing story that we heard. The city wanted to be kept together, this city couldn't. That city, you know, it's something that they really just came and just could not satisfy every single person that wants their city kept together. I guess what I'm trying to say. I only included that last sentence, which I don't think we have to have, but I just put it because Southwest Ranches had so much to say, Plantation had so much to say, but I didn't point out North Lauderdale because no map was successful in keeping North Lauderdale together. So,
I'd like to see that statement.
All right, so read number three, how it should read that.
This is nearly as I can. The impact on cities also varies. Difficulty in meeting the objections of every city. Every city was apparent when reviewing, and is apparent when reviewing the maps. The map makers.
Period, right?
I would like to go back to the original. Map makers were successful in keeping some cities entirely in one district, but no map is successfully responds to all the requests. But no map, I don't know.
You had it right the first time. No map met all of them. And whatever that last few words you had.
what we're finding.
The no maps, essentially responds to all of the requests, or essentially keeps all things together.
That's what you said.
I think that last part's more factual. You said no map is successful in keeping all the cities together.
Yeah.
But I think the other, where I see Mary's part is the city of Fort Lauderdale never had a request. So we need to be specific about cities. Some cities weighed in, some cities didn't. You know, my city of Wilton Manors, I've gone to the city commission and shamed them privately, and none of them have weighed in, and it's a small city. You know, you have other small cities who have followed us around the county. So, you know, we need to make sure which cities, because I think it's too broad of a statement just by saying cities. You know, because not every city even had an interest in.
Well, we have Lauderdale Lakes and Lauderdale.
Right, but I want to say, I want to capture that correctly in here, you know, and which honors Mary's real intent for that statement. We just need to qualify those cities, you know.
Okay.
And it wasn't even necessarily, you know, there's other spots in here, Mary. I saw there was one, and I don't know if I can find it quickly.
Here, on page 12, you addressed it. Third paragraph. You talked about speakers and address issues, blah, blah, blah. Southwest Ranch Plantation, North Lauderdale, Lauderdale Lakes, Coconut Creek, Pembroke Pines, and Miramar participated in these hearings and forwarded correspondence to the committee.
How far were they? Which?
And the other part of this is just to pique their interest. We can't tell them every little thing we've talked about, but we can say, there's a point to look at the map yourself. And if you're saying three maps keep it together and one doesn't, and it's important to them, they'll look at it personally. You know, it obviously was important to some of us, not for the others.
So, Mary, map makers were successful in keeping some cities, entire, maybe some smaller cities. Okay. Some cities entirely in one district with no map successfully responds to.
I put the town called across the chain, but no map successfully keeps all cities.
All of these pieces are different.
All cities together. Okay, period. All right, scratch that. And then, three. What about the sentence, three of the maps? Leave that?
No, because that could, when you go back and you look at those comments, a lot of the comments that came in, whether it was at the public hearing or in writing, that were, you know, Southwest Ranch's big deal was to make sure that they were represented by somebody where their kids go to school. They wanted to be in the same district.
Which was one of the guidance was unique to Barrow School District.
Right. And then with Plantation, it was they didn't want to be split into the two different.
I'm fine with leaving it.
Can we add of the four maps recommended? Can we have the maps?
Okay, of the four final.
Right.
The four
recommendations.
Yeah, before we take the whole sentence out, because that almost implies that somehow we were giving them a higher level of consideration.
Yeah. Picking on
I mean, we are. Can you review the comments? Everybody may know that as the fact that is the case. And I agree with you. I mean, I you know, each of us looks at this from a different standpoint. So this wasn't necessarily my standpoint, but I did go back and as part of this process and read everybody's comments about how they ranked things, what they saw as strengths and weaknesses. And clearly, some people on this committee a strength of keeping Southwest Ranches together and keeping the plantation.
All right,
together.
So show of hands, this is an emotion. Show of hands to see if we have consensus, believe it or not. Show of hands to leave that statement in.
If we add up the four maps.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have, so it's a lot of consensus.
So, you have to talk about the Lauderdale. We probably consume more time from the Lauderdale.
And so how do we honor North Lauderdale in that statement?
So you don't know that.
Okay. No map. And I don't want to ignore North Lauderdale map. It was the first map here.
I guess none of the four maps.
Okay. All right. Item 4. Now, 6.1.
I got confused when I read this. Among the four maps between 15 and 20 innovation zones were entirely intact within the district. I think it might be better if you say within school board member districts. Okay. Are we accepting what Phil added in there or no?
You know, I'm at the point that when in doubt, cut it out. So, you know,
less is more sometimes.
What?
Okay, less is more.
Yeah.
So, are you pulling out your change?
No, but I'm inviting you to take it out because.
Okay. Well, there's consensus. What? How should that read before? Go ahead. Okay. Among the four maps.
Among.
15.
Hold on. Among.
That's already there.
It's already there.
It's already there.
Wait, where am I then?
Oh,
number four.
No.
Okay, that's the additional part. Okay, go on.
Yeah, among the four maps, comma, between 15 and 20 innovation zones were entirely intact within, delete the word A, and insert school board member district, and make district plural.
Hold on. Okay, member district?
District.
Okay. Well, so we're leaving that lead-in sentence that Mary originally had, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but we're saying between 15 and 20. Is it 15, 16, 17, 18?
It depends upon the district.
It varies.
All right, two in, okay.
Item five.
And it's 19 rather than 20.
Mary.
Item five is one I have really strong feelings about. Because three of the maps clearly offer the majority minority African American districts, and I think that supports spell out. I'm not as comfortable with the way this has been revised, which is
Bill, do you feel strongly with your revisions?
Well, this is probably the most important thing, so I want to make sure we take the time to get this
right. Mary finishes.
Mary's right in her factual statement, and I think I just tried to make it clear. I didn't try to change.
Would you read it?
The way I originally had it is three maps offer one majority-minority African-American district and two Hispanic African-American districts. Testimony asserted that typically in Broward County, Hispanic communities and African American communities do not work together. Now here, I do like what Phil added in this section. I just like the way I started this better, but I like the way Phil finished it better. So,
okay. I only have one real quick on this, and it had to do with the definition or the use of the expression Hispanic Access District. Because what you've got with, I guess, all four of these maps is you've got one or two districts where if you take the black and the Hispanic and add them up, it exceeds 50%. That's basically what it is. Whether you call it a Hispanic access or a black access, you will probably say it's really no access, realistically. But the two that add up exceed 50%. Would you call that Hispanic access district or black access district, or just call it a coalition?
Well,
I have majority, minority, black, and African American districts. They have greater than 50%. And Romney says, and I've addressed this further on down, that his map has that. So three of those maps clearly have that. All of them have something where they have Hispanic population in one district of 30%+ and in another district is 39%. And I can give you the exact figures on that. To me, those are at least potentially Hispanic access districts. I don't think, because of everything that we have heard, that we can consider making Hispanic and black and like that a minority access. I'm just not.
You cannot do it. And usually, once a district becomes 30% or whatever, instead of calling access, they're called influence.
I'm sorry.
Okay. They're called influence districts.
Influence?
Yes.
A new term.
Which means no, that's been around for.
No, I mean we haven't used that term in the community.
No, we haven't.
That's why I say it's a new term.
They are called influence districts, and what it means, whoever is running there cannot ignore that pop of vote. You cannot ignore 30% of it and go and win. You can't. So they are called influence districts.
Gotcha. All right, Alan.
So Mary, you say you like the stuff that Phil added at the end,
Could you read number five the way it's
the way I think, the way I would like to see it is, hang on, this is so hard to read, it's very light.
If you want to have Mary here, come over here, with your
I would call it three maps offer one majority minority African American district and two Hispanic influenced districts. Okay, now I'm coming back to this script.
Which
which two is district one and two, I believe. I pulled the book out and tell you that I have to do that to the end.
But for one map or for multiple maps?
For multiple maps. Testimony asserted that typically in Broward County, Hispanic communities and African American communities do not work together as a coalition.
I'm very glad that's in there.
Minority access may not be realistic. Not I like that, but Phil's addition.
No.
Let us finish.
I had also put in my original, a district cannot be considered a majority-minority district even when the population of these two groups is in the majority. And I had put that as my original one.
Very
good. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to see. What I'd like to still put in here was so a coalition minority access may not be realistic.
Okay, we waited three or four maps.
That's from Phil.
Phil, should we take that out? Or?
Well, yeah, certainly, but let's look at the facts before we, you know, because we agree that there are three maps that have a black majority, period, 50% plus one. But I don't know about the two Hispanic. I don't know which map has two Hispanic.
All right, hang on one second.
I think.
I want you to know the next one.
Can I take what Mary said and just tweak it? Not the substantive, but just the words. Testimony asserted that typically in Broward County, I'd like to just change it. Testimony revealed that, and then they were typically in Broward County, Hispanic communities and African American communities typically do not work together as a coalition, period. And then as a result, comma, coalition minority access may not be realistic.
Mary, final cut?
One other thing.
This is worth nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, this is a critical statement.
This is critical.
I think it's all of us. It's not just you.
I have read a minority report that comes to this
next. No, we're all fine with this. And,
We've used black communities all the way through this. So
we can use black instead of
African. And then has African American. I mean,
we will use black. We'll again, like Hispanic and Latino, we will be consistent with language. So I will make a note right now. Change that. Greg Rowland.
Again, on census forms, black, African American, and Negro all mean the same thing, depending on how you define yourself. So,
but I mean, the data that we're looking at black. We're not breaking it down further.
Black is there something
that don't see themselves.
Yeah,
exactly. Whatever terms we use, again, consistency. I prefer to see black / African American. It's more inclusive of those groups than the
career. I would agree, but I just want to stick with how the data was given to us was as black and not as African American. So I just want to be consistent to our data.
Okay. If we're inconsistent, then we need to explain again why someone is safe. Why did you not put this group or that group? So
right.
We just need to be prepared.
That's all I'm saying. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And even if we explain it, we're still going to hear it.
Of course.
And we've been around that a million times.
Of course.
It is very important. Showing how
reading over the testimony revealed sentence seems to flow better with a comma and the word coalition minority access may not be realistic. I'm not quite sure why you want this in the two sentences.
Well,
the sentence that begins testimony and Paul's changing into reveal, that's good. Mm-hmm. How does the rest of it go, Paul?
Okay. Testimony revealed that in Broward County, Hispanic communities and African American communities typically do not work together as a coalition.
Period. Well, I to comment, and then, it seems to flow better if you just have a comment.
Okay.
And comes after.
And English was my forte, that's fine.
So do we change anything? All you do is change
just take care of that, put in a comment.
And the comment is to reduce the fees now, so coalition minority access may not be reduced.
Marshall, did you get the part though where we move the word typically?
What we need to do is get it in writing from the two of you.
Chair, go back to the two Hispanic.
Yeah.
I'm doing that right now.
Okay. Because I just make the factual statement here that four out of four maps have a district in which it's between 39% and 40% Hispanic. So I don't know where that.
You're right. You're absolutely. You're right. Four. It looks to me. Four of them have. All four have District One and District Two being at least 30%, upwards to 40%.
But it gets messy from here on because. But then there are other districts in which there is a plurality of black voting age population. And I'm only looking at voting age population here.
Right.
And I don't know, I think we have to figure out a way to say this encompassing without being details because the details are messy. I probably more encompassing statement to say there are other districts that might be considered minority access because of the population of blacks and Hispanics, and then the number of sense, however, that's not realistic. But we say the number of districts that we meet a particular criteria. Each one of these maps has a slightly different composition of districts, meeting or not meeting a criteria that we feel is inappropriate anyway. So, you know,
I just think that it's important to say if you have four maps that have, you know, one black minority, so can you say that if you have three maps that have two or three Hispanic access or influence, then we need to say that we can say what it is. I think that makes the most sense. And that's what we're looking for.
But based on what you said, based on the trends, you said that a quote unquote minority access district could be a black Hispanic.
But we heard so that's not what it's.
Well, then we shouldn't probably say anything about this. There's nothing that meets any other level other than.
Are we at number five still?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we do need to make a statement to the board because whether the board takes these maps and rubber stamps them, whether they modify them, or whether they send the maps back to this committee, whoever the committee consists of, to make those changes. I think we as a committee need to make a clear statement that we just don't think coalitions are feasible. So I think a statement around coalitions is very we do not recommend the use of coalitions to achieve minority access maybe or something. I don't know.
The part of the sentence that says three maps well for one minority, majority African American district is a true statement.
Mr. Chair, when you finish that with
why don't you make another statement with Hispanic population?
Three maps offer one majority minority, period. All four maps offer two Hispanic influence districts.
Did they say 30%?
30% is the threshold for the
that's the threshold.
30% is the threshold.
I don't remember any 30%, I'm sorry.
What is this?
That is considered influence. Anything less than 30%.
This just popped up. I never heard of this before.
That's okay.
I think it was probably 3 or 4 meetings.
There's several people who recall it. I don't recall it personally myself, Phil.
Minority influence was 30% or greater.
To be safe, just say over 30%, and that's factual, and people can interpret that possibly.
I think we're at this point, we're offering some more thoughts on what we did, and I think we concluded that, and I think it's a conclusion, I think it's influenced. And I think we have some very good points that you can't ignore a money block that's 30% of the population.
Well, you can, but you
can't. That's Romney.
All right. So Mary is rewriting 5. She'll read it back once more so that we have it correctly. We're going on to number 6.
I didn't think we were going to put that in.
What?
Number 6.
Well, I just came back from the restroom, so somebody said we weren't doing 6.
No, we talked about this.
What?
We talked about this, that this wasn't part of our...
We have no concern with
it. No concern about it.
Right, we're going to leave that out. We were. Yeah. But I went back... Remember, I'm doing limitations, and so I'm putting what I see as a limitation. I went back and looked at Carlin's testimony, and I don't have this in front of me right now. From one of his earlier meetings where he actually did talk about the law and current board members. So I don't care how this is revised, but somewhere in this document, I think it needs to be clear that, because, oh, I know where what it is, but somewhere in here.
Well, I mean, it's not illegal. It's not illegal.
It's not that it's illegal or not. No apportionment plan, shall be drawn with the intent to favor or disfavor a political party or an incumbent.
That's Amendment 6. And I don't think we did that. One thing we try to get away from is knowing where these people live.
I know, but once we were made aware that somebody might be...
Well, Mary, we didn't get the exact address.
We don't know that.
We haven't pulled it up on the map. It was said by a member, you know, the candidate, now school board member, that was a question that stated she lived in that district. She now actually told me since that time that she actually now does live outside that district. So it is a factual statement. However, that's not our problem at this point. And I think that if the board is going to address that, I think they really need to look at, there's other avenues in which the board should remedy that situation. And because of that community being in the heart of Sistrunk, it being a crossover to Dillard, I think it can be addressed rather than addressing the incumbents of the protection of incumbency issue, which is a clear violation of our guiding principles. Yes. I think that particular community in that area could always come before the board and argue communities of interest in splitting us up, and she could probably be redistricted back in. I'm just speaking very candidly as to the reality of it.
It came up in a meeting. It was mentioned. I don't think...
But it is not within the purview of our...
I went back and pulled the minutes, the early minutes, from what Paul Carlin told us, not the most recent meetings, but what he told us last January and February, he did discuss this topic. So the only thing I want to make sure is that it's not interpreted that we intentionally, knowingly drew a word in the crowd. It's one thing to not draw them in, it's another to intentionally draw them out.
So, I mean, if there was a vague statement... See, I'm going to disagree. In this section of the report, I'm going to disagree to include it.
And we put it further down in this possible limitation. I didn't put it further down because I just...
Well, it's really not a limitation because it's not something that we factored into our decision-making. And I think that if we were to all of a sudden look at one particular board member, we're being arbitrary and capricious and showing favoritism to one particular board member. Nobody's asked where Nora Rupert lives. Nobody's asked where Katie Leach lives. Nobody's asked where Ann Murray or Patty Good. We've been told that, you know, people say lots of things about a lot of us in this group. You know, what we've been told, whether it's factual or not. But it's also something we're not supposed to be looking at. And that is something that the board will have to deal with.
Well, and that's what I wanted to follow up on, is that once it leaves our hands, this is going to the board. If they want to have that discussion amongst themselves, let it be them.
Yeah.
I'd rather it not.
But having it in here shows that it's something we consider, and it is not something for us to consider. And that's why it's just so strongly.
I'm not the first one to let it go, because I can easily address it another way.
No. Now, Mary, at the board workshop, you're more than welcome to use 3 minutes of the public time and speak that to it. But I just don't think it's in the report. It's not appropriate because it wasn't going to be the first one. Okay.
I think it's the same thing when we get the census blocks in the middle. I think when people specifically tell you something and provide you with information, it's hard to ignore that information. I've seen us try to do that on one or two occasions. I personally don't think that's appropriate. It's another thing if they don't ever give you information, then you don't know. Once they give it to you, you have to question why your actions were constant.
Who's they?
The public. I mean, but in our case, our committee members don't use the English.
Right. But at that time, Mike said, no way.
It's something we weren't supposed to look at. I mean, that's
we have the address for one.
I don't want to know. I've got the minutes of the meeting. I know what to do with
this. Mr. Chair. And I'll tell you, that particular newly elected board member is aware of the issue and will be addressing it with the community that elected her. So I'm certain that there'll be appearances by members of the community that will make that argument. And that's where that argument belongs before the board, and that it coming from the community or from that board member, but not from this committee. Let's move on to that number seven.
I'm still trying to write.
That was number six. Mary's writing number five.
Number seven. We were provided information on mixed census blocks. We know at least one map 12 used those census blocks. We had, I don't know how we leave out what we had a big discussion on. And I see the whole thing struck. And I think in context of the board members and the public going through
when
that.
When MAP 12 was presented to us, was MAP 12 presented as census blocks versus voter tabulated precincts?
No.
Can you look that up as to how it was?
It wasn't presented that way originally. That only came up when Dan Lewis came in and questioned why the map that we were viewing didn't look like the map that was sent in.
Okay. I'm fine with a statement to capture your concerns there. Where I have some objection in here is in the way some of it's written. A, it would have to come from a member of the public as the source of the information. We as a committee have not had a presentation over the census blocks or the other aspect. I'm very sensitive to the accusation of design of bleaching of districts in here that the statement would infer. I'm very taken by that because that is not at all, the goal. But I think that statement can be reworked potentially. Alan.
Except for that last sentence, all of the statements made before that factual statements, assuming that they're true, then there's nothing wrong.
They're factual from a member of the public. We've never had a presentation on the data other than a member of the public who came and spoke, and in place of 2 minutes, I gave the gentleman well over 10 minutes to speak. But I'm just saying, we haven't gotten a presentation by staff on that data where we've gotten on other stuff. So I just want to make certain that if that statement goes in there, it came from testimony from the public. The way it's written now is almost like we had a staff presentation on that particular data set, which is it doesn't correctly reflect that how we learned of that information. We learned it through testimony from a member of the public. I know, the hours late.
Mr. Chair, I've been working a long time.
Bill.
I struck the whole paragraph because it was not true. The census block information was available, and we were given about a week to adjust our maps accordingly, which is what I did, which is why MAP 5 does use census block information. And I think it would make one other map, number 9, that also took advantage of census block data. So the first sentence is not true. And then I don't agree with the rest of the either, so I had my conversation with Mr. Lewis about out of nature, and
all right, we're going to take this one to a show of hands then, because I really, as far as, I mean, you know, because we're hearing one side that says it's true and another side that says it's not true. It's something that was stated from the public. It's not a staff presentation. I don't think it's accurate in the way it's reflected in here. Well, that's, we haven't verified it as being.
Did Russ, did you use census blocks in the map 10 when you remapped
it? The final version, yes.
You did. Okay, so we can set it within the use of yours and this.
And Russ?
We can't get it right now.
Yeah, and Russ.
And all, you know, they would all. When they found version, I thought they all went through.
They all were. Everybody had the opportunity to use census blocks.
Yeah,
and
I thought they were. Okay, so if that's incorrect, when we give what a census block is and say all four maps considered to be some kind of version.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
good
to provide the information about what really happened as opposed to what the gentleman suggested. I thought that when they did the final versions, they did, and that's maybe why yours didn't transfer over, so they haven't that distribution.
Oh, no, I don't worry, certainly we're in the U.S. census blocks. That's why we need to give that money.
Well, when we first had the opportunity to revise them, we were still going to go by voter tabulated districts. I didn't bother to do it because I knew I should make any improvements and we broke it down on a final level. That's like the final version.
So, are we striking that?
Too much of it is not true.
Can we say that in two final maps were revised in terms of census blocks and provide information on the census block?
I'm fine with that because it's more of a factual statement. It's not. This one's just such a subjective statement.
No, I think
Mary, you would rewrite then exactly what you said. Do we have the definition of U.S. Census block readily available? Otherwise, I'll get it from Patrick or Mark. Can you follow up on that for me? Mary, if you can note what you're writing down, get from Patrick definition of U.S. Census block.
You know, we're getting the ready for the machine effect.
Yeah, it's being replaced.
We're moving on to the next
item. Yeah, item six. No, it's not six, it's the next paragraph.
I would just suggest that the reason that we didn't draw a map was not necessarily due to time constraints,
exactly.
But that all map alternatives had already, sufficient map alternatives of our, had already been presented. And I don't think it was ultimately due to time constraints that we didn't draw a map.
Why don't we just do this?
Let me just say this. You know, we did have to discuss. I had this discussion with staff today in our pre-meeting, and there's truth on both sides. You know, we got to a point in our process. I think there were several things that factored into it. You know, there's no absolute in the way I see it, the way I've seen it, reviewed it with other people. But you know, we've several times realized we had to make changes in how we looked at maps and requested other data be considered, whether it was voting age population, and then we moved to U.S. census blocks. We also had changes that we wanted to see in them. And part of it's true where we ran out of time because the board resolution states we need to have a recommendation for at a certain time. But where there are other changes, this committee also decided to just go with the board. So as a committee, you know, time is true. From my perspective, time is a true statement, but it's not. It's not the sole limitation. Because we could have always gone to the board and requested an extension on the deadline, which we never did. So you know, maybe that's a choice that the committee never decided to say we need more time. There was never a motion.
Did not happen due to several considerations. So as long as not.
Can we just say that it did not happen? Period.
Yeah, that I'm fine.
Yeah.
About the time constraints and other considerations.
Because clearly, and this has been something that clearly, and I know not everybody was here on October 11th, but when we left here on October 11th, we were clearly coming back for the next meeting to see the four maps and to make our suggestions for modifications.
Yep.
That night it got to be 10 o'clock, and we decided not to make any modifications to go with 10 maps. So in my mind, and then we were told that's it, we have to write the report at the next meeting. So I take time constraints out, but I will tell you, I consider that a major flaw of this whole committee, that we were going so late that we never, ever had time to incorporate our comments. We as committee members, I as one never drew a map. I always intended at the end that I would have an opportunity to comment, and I did not have that. It's nothing that any of us did wrong. Clearly, if you were here on October 11th, our next meeting was to look at those four maps and make our suggestions for how to change them. And that didn't happen until it was 10 o'clock at night.
And in addition to that, we were limited by only being able to have
Well, there's multiple the board resolution. We were given some restrictions within the board resolution, but the committee ultimately decided, made a decision to limit the number of maps. So I'm fine with just, I need to figure out how we're stating that, though.
I'm suggesting that we move in through the time constraints and put in other considerations.
Okay, where is that?
Through the time constraints and other considerations.
Okay, is that? My contact is just adding. So moving that up.
No. You just need to see it.
Yeah. I'll write it in the section. All right. Continue.
I just want to say this. I thought that Dan Lewis was here, and then he left. I thought we decided we were going to make a map. But we looked at the minutes the next meeting, there was no motion to do so. And then, I'm saying personal feeling, I thought that was a good idea, but I didn't protest the fact that I don't know what was going on in my head, but I think I have to admit that the time constraint was a factor. But another factor was that I thought we had some pretty good looking maps. So I think it's fine as is. I just want to take this back to that moment.
I agree with you, Bill. It was always, during the summer, in May, before the board workshop, April, when the documents came about, I asked the board for clarification. Is it not the board's intent for us to be able to have the ability to come up with our own map, to actually draw our map? And they affirmed that at that time. And we started off not sure if we were actually able to create one ourselves. And then the time process and everything else. But, I had hoped we were going to do one. I was trying to get us to have the opportunity to do one. We continually had more data coming forward, that we had to consider. And it was an aspect where I felt time did run out on, because I was trying to work with this agenda. Now, one of the limitations, though, is if we don't make a motion, I don't make motions as chair. I don't feel it's appropriate, other than if it's unanimous consent type. But, there was no motion that ever came that actually put it as an action item that we had to follow and do. So that might have been, one of the things we didn't do as a committee, which we put it to make sure that was on our work plan somehow.
The time is rapidly running out tonight. We should have brought pillows.
Let's
move on.
So how are we? We're just done with that paragraph?
Yes.
Okay. Then the next last paragraph, some suggestions.
Well, obviously we're taking a chance to block out. I think we've got that one more map there too.
Where is that, Mary?
That's already crossed out
of the card. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, so page 14.
Mr. Chair,
yeah.
I think that this is the recommendations for the future. I think this is not a summary or conclusions, but it's like a how to do this better section. I don't know if you're given a different title. Otherwise, I'm pretty much fine with it. It's a little bit sad sounding, but I think it's accurate. So I just wonder if Mary, if you think of it, maybe give us a different title or something.
This section?
Yeah.
This whole section?
We finished going through it. He's talking about the title of the whole section.
When I start saying adequate time, the last
okay.
Page 14.
Okay. And obviously I feel strongly about adequate time for two reasons. I think the board was truly errant in their ways of telling us we could only have two meetings a month, and we could never have a subcommittee, never have subcommittee to write a report. They, you know, I don't even know why they did that, why they placed that restriction, but I think that is something that haunted us.
They were actually trying to not overburden communities. I watched the item, and I watched when that motion came, that change came.
So
that really should have been up to the committee to determine how often we met, and you know, maybe in the beginning.
So maybe to say, instead of saying that, in retrospect, the board should have allowed the committee to decide its own number of meetings per month.
The net impact of what they did was that it really impacted the job we did. The time it made us run out of time. We could have done so much in supplement, but we couldn't do it because so. What I'm trying to say in this whole last section is, in 7 years, hopefully the next time they're going to do this on time. So 7 years from when this is adopted, they're going to start thinking about it again. And you know, I just think it's important for them to know what we saw as the problems this time. And I personally feel, and I think it's been expressed here on many occasions, that if we had the ability to set our schedule differently, probably would have, but we could have even maybe finished earlier, but we didn't because of the restrictions.
Do you have any suggestions for that language then? You know, there's the crossed out section starting with adequate, and then goes on to sunshine law included the use of subcommittees. That's not a correct statement.
Yeah, that's not.
It should be the enabling resolution limited meetings two times per month and thus precluded the use of subcommittees.
Well, we could have done subcommittees, but we would have only been able to have two. Whatever it was, we could only have no max more than two. And the times that we chose to have no meetings in 1 month and only one meeting in that particular month, there was nothing else we could have done at that time, earlier in the process.
I mean, in reality, it has hampered what we've done. I think it's adequate. It's fine to say that because they passed that rule, we didn't really, you know, it impacted our time.
Maybe, Mary, would you give me permission to rework the section? Because what I would like to do then is maybe, and as the chair, to be able to present it, to actually talk about some of the restrictions that the resolution, you know, is a little bit too tight for us in some cases. And I could actually address some of that.
Just making sure that you single out time, because if you don't, I mean, that's, you know, if you don't have time to do the job you have to do, that's a huge impediment.
Well, yeah. No, you know, we could have had, the committee could have had far more latitude if we were not limited in the number of meetings and other factors. If I could reword it in that frame of reference.
That's fine.
Okay.
Michael, do you feel, as Kim, you feel there's too many people on the committee?
Yes and no.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, it's much easier than the diversity committee where every member has reappointed people. So.
I actually was going to put that in, but we had never said that. We talked about time, but we never really talked about the size of things.
Yeah, and let's not throw more things on the table than what we have right now. Merlin?
On page 14, Mr. Chair, the last paragraph, the last sentence, and I crossed out four words, which I believe shouldn't be there. However, a majority of the committee voted to forward the four maps, that the four maps, which that the four maps should be excluded, and assert that they are feasible and defensible. I believe that was a mistake.
I thought I had corrected that. But
so, what am I crossing out?
After four maps, the words that the four maps, before and. So, that.
Again, going to Heather's point, defensible.
Oh.
We're not.
I don't have a problem with that.
We have to scratch out defensible then, too, correct? Because we got. We're not. I mean, you're a lawyer, but not all of us. You're a lawyer, or you're a lawyer. Mm-hmm. But we're not all lawyers here to argue what's defensible, what's not, correct?
Hey, you can argue.
I can argue that. I learned in here.
I should
have been a lawyer. All right, no, I'm just only because of the earlier frames of reference to what, you know, statements about defensible. All right, so that's fine then. I just want to make sure we're consistent throughout. Paul?
Two last comments on page 15 of the social. The paragraph that starts with failure to advise to move
The last sentence, the committee canceled two meetings to give map makers an opportunity to review the maps. I am suggesting the committee cancel and reschedule two meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
Did we reschedule?
Yeah, we did.
We did. That was the month
of... We didn't lose a meeting because of it.
Yeah.
We did? Oh, wait. It was in back in July? We did lose a meeting.
July, August?
No, it was August.
August.
It was August.
No,
we
didn't
reschedule.
We canceled.
We canceled one reschedule. So, I thought we moved. Okay.
Someone where's our... Hold on. Where is our handy dandy little...
Why don't you just say moved instead of canceled?
Move two meetings to move. Okay, good. Yeah, move two meetings to give that makers an opportunity to review.
Just take cancel,
but
I think cancel has a negative connotation.
So the committee
reschedule.
Hold on. Two meetings to give map makers an opportunity to review their maps in context of voting age population and revise the maps they choose.
Okay, and then the next paragraph, at least two map makers complained that the maps, I don't like the word complained, I'd like to say express frustration.
I just wanted to capture that we have at least two comments of the statistics did not match up, and I know yours was one of them on that final graph, which I still don't understand, but I think it's important because
I just want to say thank you to the people that wrote the summaries because that was key to being able to do what we did tonight. So whoever did it, thank you.
Mary did the summary.
Well, I know all the portions, but yeah, so thank you all.
I think, you know, the summary, which, I mean, it's only 10:43. If we stay longer, we'll have fresh coffee. I think what was really important about spending that time is while we had consensus was our recommended maps, we do at least have a consensus on our summary statement, walking away from this, the amount of input that we put into it. And I think that's really one of the most important things we've come up with there. Christy, if you were going to say something.
I gave you the lead-in statement and recommendations, but I was just noticing that the very last paragraph in Mary's summary and conclusion is almost identical to what I wrote to you, and I stuck it over your shoulder.
You know, there's papers flying over, so whoever handed me papers or notes, do not leave without seeing me to make sure I have your section. I will be in a panic. Otherwise, you have to resign immediately tomorrow so I can talk to you.
You could ask me to write the lead in on the recommendation.
Yes. Okay.
I was kind of noticing it's
so we're done with summary. Hold on. We're done with summary conclusion?
No.
Summary conclusion only.
Okay. It was my recommendation. I'm not sure that we all had a chance to really look at this. The thoughts for the future how to do this better, which is these basically four paragraphs, would be contained in a section separate from the summary and conclusions. Because I think the last two paragraphs belong up above, because that's part of our conclusions. But this thoughts for the future or thoughts for 2020.
What if we break it out as a subheader somehow, or a separate section as
work?
Or a
improvements.
Considerations for improvement in the process next time?
As we all know, I made a big deal about doing a minority report and was told I could not do it. I had to incorporate it in the body of this, so I did. And I tried to do it in a way that showed what worked and what didn't work so that when we make that summary statement, we believe that a majority of the committee voted to forward the four maps and asserts they're feasible and defensible. That's with the understanding that despite of everything that we've said in this entire three pages, that we still feel that we are moving forward for maps that are, you know, and if you put it down below, I don't think it clearly outlines some of the issues that we've raised.
Okay. All right. So
we could sometime limitations on the committee's work.
Let's just move on. We need to then now, we have, hold on, Roosevelt and Roland, and then we're going back to this quickly.
I
Mine was not on that, but I don't mind.
Roland?
And mine is on page 17.
When we
get there.
Mine?
We're on recommendations.
How am I only on page 11?
I'm not going backwards.
17, okay, we're on, okay, 16 is done, 17, Roland, yeah, we have your...
Oh, everyone got it? I didn't.
Were they not circular, Mark?
I didn't see it in...
You know what? Okay, actually, they should be in the email. Okay, everybody saw Roland's things in the email. Mark, can you pull them up on the screen? Roland, go on.
Well, I sent this to Patrick and wanted to add two or three more items, and I thought that would have been done and what was sent to us. Ready to see it?
Do you have additions to what was sent?
I don't have them. Patrick does.
Patrick will get them to me tomorrow then. Mark, can you remind Patrick to give me the additions to the references?
That I could.
Okay. Is that good, Roland?
No one has any issues.
Okay, so that's page 17. On to page 18. Signing the report, Ms. DeGoogle will provide me the template for the signing report. That's Marcia's and I. We have an electronic signature already on file with the district, so Marcia can actually enjoy the margarita. Not that that's 18. Page 19, I'll clean up the appendix. That's a formatting issue. Is there a motion to approve the report as amended?
No move.
Oh, actually, hold on.
There's one. Mary was going to work on number 5.
Yes, that's actually why I wanted to hold off for a second, if we can. If we just table the motion for 3 seconds while Mary, did you give it to me?
I just sent you this. Can I read it? I'm sorry, I put all my changes on one piece.
It's okay.
Oh, but you're right. I got so distracted on the other one.
So Mary is going to write that. We're going to come back to that motion. We're
going to
quickly, if I can find my meeting agenda and all of this stuff. Thank you, so kind. So quickly, as I stated in my chair's report under item 10.3. Oh, what? Okay. So a meeting with Superintendent Runcie on Monday. And the intention for the purpose of the meeting that staff will be joining is to find out how best to present this to the board. You know, what do they really want? What do they need to hear? What are some of the salient points in our report and recommendations that the committee, is there anything that you want to make certain that is I really stress on as part of the presentation so that I can ensure that it is there?
When are we going to the board?
December 11th.
We'll have it a week before that.
I have to have all the materials, I believe, Leslie, what, December 3rd?
To the leadership.
Yeah, so I have no light still. You guys are all great. So,
well, thank you. Mr. Chair, I would just ask that, and I know you will do this, but stress the fact that the committee in various ways reached out to the public, to the committee, to
outreach. Stress the outreach component.
More than just outreach, engagement. I mean, yeah, the outreach, you outreached Mr. Chair and Ms. Vice Chair through your public service announcement. We tried to engage people to come in here, or wherever we were, to get involved. And I think we gave that a good effort. And we should also share our disappointment that the public did not respond as fully as possible.
I'll say, you know, I've been watching, using Orange County School Board as a reference. I watched their videos. I didn't see a lot of people turn out for their meetings. And so I think that...
It's not just us. I am.
Yeah, and, you know, and so there's parallels in it. But think yourself for a moment. Unless it was the issue, you know, like Mary was here for the cheerleader issue, Blanche Ely had the scoreboard issue. Unless it's a once in a while controversial issue, you know just as well as I, this room is empty.
And Mr. Chair, you and I did discuss something that we could do controversial to get the public at these meetings, which we never did. But I understand what you're saying.
I think just the way you and I have had such a wonderful collegial professional relationship this entire time is probably controversial enough for this.
So with that, I'm reading number five.
We're pausing on 10.3, going back to item 5 of the summary.
Three maps offer one majority-minority African-American district. All four maps offer two Hispanic-influenced districts. Testimony asserted that typically in Broward County, Hispanic communities and African-American communities do not work together as a coalition, so coalition-minority access districts may not be realistic.
Testimony revealed that Broward County Hispanic communities and the African American communities typically do not work together as a coalition, comma, as a result, minority access may not be realistic. And Michael has that. Gave you that portion.
Okay.
But you know, this, I thought I'd say don't forget Mary's portion.
Okay. Bill.
The reason I don't think that would it said that all four districts have two Hispanic, what was that, influence districts. It's like, those are also black influence districts. It gets really complicated because if you look at each four maps, it's hard to categorize. I mean, I think maybe a truer, more comprehensive statement would say, and that there are, you know, every map offers two other minority access districts, minority influence districts for Hispanic or black.
I would just say I did go back through all four maps while everybody was talking, and other than your map number 5, there is no other map that has a 30% or greater African American district in addition to the majority minority. So I think that this is accurate, though I can say that one map includes an area, a district that's 30%. But that map's the only one that doesn't. None of the others do.
You're saying it is accurate. You're saying that all four maps offer two Hispanic influence districts, and one has 30% more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm also going so far to say, because I thought you had a good point, so that kind of size of script, your map's the only one that has one that's 30% or greater, other than the majority, minority.
So if that's our measure.
Is the census to add Bill's concern in there?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't heard enough, so there's no objection. Go ahead. All right. Does anybody need the statement reread?
No.
Okay. Who made the motion?
Second.
It was moved by Roosevelt. It was seconded by Marilyn. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
To approve or something? Approve the amendments to, actually to approve the report, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Okay. To adopt the committee's report as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes unanimously.
One question, Mike. How did you rate such a good chair?
I just pulled it from over there. I have 4 or 5 herniated discs. So, last, we really don't have to belabor this. I have it on here at 11 for final thoughts and closing comments.
Before
we do that,
we promised
the public an opportunity to speak for those who are here. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak? Hold on. You go to the microphone. State your name. Hold on. I haven't heard what you said, but remember the public speaking. Yes, thank you. Here's the other one.
Talk back.
Your family is coming for you. Robert Waters, 615 North West 10th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, I just want to just let everybody know how awesome this process has been for me. This is the first time that I've been a part of something like this. And I've been enlightened, and I just want you all to know that I appreciate the process of how everything took place here, and I took it in well, and I just want to thank you all for it all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Walters.
Mr. Chair, first I want to say thank you for holding us together the best you could. You didn't get us out on time that much, but I was involved in 1980, 90, 2000, and then this one, don't ask for me for 2020, I'm not going to be around. But however, some of you I've known from other places, and some of you I only met here, but it have been as tedious. It's been enjoyable to work with so many of you for the first time on something like this, and I hope that down the road a little bit we'll meet again and have another opportunity to try and make a difference in Broward County.
Right back at you. We might all be back in January. Is there anyone else that has any last, quick, brief, final thoughts, closing comments?
Marilyn? Actually, I just wanted to thank all of you for all your hard work and wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday season that's coming up. Enjoy it.
Okay. And actually, before I forget, Marilyn, remind me already, we have to go back to the minutes for one brief. Now, well, there were some changes.
McDougall. If this book was approved, because they're incorporated in here.
Your changes are incorporated?
Yes.
Okay. So then, yes, there, but there were some motions that. Can I just have a motion to insert? Okay, the motion on the table to incorporate the parliamentarian's comments. It's been seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Motion is passed unanimously.
Thank you.
There will be no minutes.